Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Thursday, October 21st, and we are delighted that you are joining us today. We are here to try to provide some unconventional and hopefully a little bit entertaining insights on your money and your life. I'm Jill Schlesinger. I haven't done that in a while, Mark, the old intro. I'm Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. He is Mark Tolercio, also a certified financial planner, but mostly the executive producer of My Life. You can't hear him, but if you want to hear him, we have another podcast. We'll talk about that later. Anyway, we're here to try to help you figure out what you want to do next in your financial life. If you've got a question, go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact button, and we'll get your note. Don't forget to let us know if you would be willing to come on the air with us. That is what Sophia did. She is on the line from Ohio. Hello, Sophia. What can we do for you?
Hi, Jill and Mark. It's so great to talk to you both today.
We are delighted to have you. So tell us what we can do for you.
I'm hoping I don't ruin the high percentage of people who have their financial act together that you seem to have as podcast guests, because I don't know. I'm sort of questioning where I stand with regard to my retirement investment planning. And I was hoping to get your expert opinion.
It is not a race. It is not a contest. This is all about just whatever's going on in your life. Maybe you're going to be the most interesting person that we talk to all week long. So let's find out. What's up?
Okay, so I sort of hit that pivotal 50-year-old marker 2 years ago and sort of took a look at my investments for retirement and decided, okay, I think I need to do some self-education here. So sort of finding your podcast and your book and some other podcasts was part of that. And so I've been trying to focus more on, like, let's actually have a strategy here. I was thinking I might just break down for you my stats and see what you think. Most of the retirement calculators I use seem to be telling me that while I'm not where I should be at this age, at 52, if I keep saving the way I am with the rate of return that I'm getting currently, then I will be fine. I'll have more than enough. So
okay,
I'm hoping the calculators are true.
All right. Well, let's see what's going on. And by the way, those calculators, they are kind of made for the masses. So sometimes you're in better or worse shape than those calculators indicate. And if you're in worse shape, we'll help you figure out a game plan going forward. So, Sophia, how much do you earn?
Okay, so I got a big pay increase this year. So I am now at $100,000 salary with a $15,000 bonus each
year. Fantastic. That's great. And are you single, partnered, married?
I am single parenting a fur child.
A fur child. I love it. Fantastic.
I feel like they're legitimate. I feel like I should get tax credits for that.
Oh, I know. Oh, if only. Are you making retirement contributions based on that $115,000 total comp?
I am. For this year, it's the first year I'll have been able to max out my 401k contribution. So I'm, you know, putting like 26% of my salary in there. And then I'm also contributing to a Roth IRA. I opened that up 2 years ago. So I've got $283,000 in the 401k and $16,500 in the Roth.
Okay. Do you have a Roth option at work?
I do, actually. Yeah, they just rolled that out maybe a year or two ago.
All right. So first of all, $100,000 salary, $15,000 bonus, maxing out with your catch-up contributions for your retirement account. Yeah, I do think that frankly, using the Roth option is going to be beneficial for you. And so I would go ahead and do that for sure.
Okay.
Now, next thing, do you own or do you rent?
I am a renter. And
how much do you pay in rent?
I'm paying $1,300. So not bad.
Great. I mean, that's the beauty of living in Ohio.
Definitely. I used to live in Chicago and it was definitely a different story.
What else is going on? Do you have an emergency reserve fund?
I do. It's I've got $10,000 in a CD that's maturing in February because it was hurting my soul to see how low the interest rate was in the savings account. So I was just like, let me put some of this in a CD for 1 year.
Okay.
And then I've got $15,000 in a high interest savings account. And then I've also got about $4,000 in my HSA, and my company puts $800 in that every year. And I'm planning this year, once we, you know, they do open enrollment next month, I'm going to start contributing, you know, pre-tax as well, maybe 1.5 to start, and then just adding to it until I hit that max.
That's great. What else you got?
Pension, so it's super teeny tiny. It's my company quit vesting, or they quit funding it, I want to say maybe 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be about $300 a month for the rest of my life if I retire at 67. So not a lot, but hey, every little bit helps.
Absolutely. Do you have any other folks that you are responsible for, whether it's parents or siblings or besides your furry child, anyone else that you need to think about?
I don't yet. My sister, we have a pretty small family, but my mom is in Birmingham, Alabama, and she has a lot of medical issues. And right now she's successfully aging in place. She's like 84, but I kind of trying to prepare for a time at which me and my sister may have to give an assist.
Okay. We can't really deal with it now. It's just good to know. So your basic question now is what? Like, are you on track or not? Or how do you tell me a little bit about what some of those calculations found?
Sure. Yeah. I wanted to kind of get a sense of, you know, kind of based on what I'm doing now and maybe even what my 401k funding looks like, if it looks like I might be okay. I did pull my Social Security information. It looks like if I'm planning to retire at 67, which I am, that number's looking like $2,725 per month. But if I delay to 70, it would be $3,443. I'm currently only living on, I want to say, about $3,200 a month. Yeah. I mean, I'm saving about $1,000 to $1,500 a month post-tax. And then I'm contributing like 33% of my salary to retirement accounts, pre and post tax. So, I mean, it might be pretty good, but my 401k, I guess I'm a little surprised at how low the rate of return is.
Why?
Well, it's at 9%, around 9%. That seemed kind of a little
what?
Bit. Sad.
What do you mean? That's good. Why is it 9%? Oh. That's awesome. Well, you're not 100% in stocks, are you?
I am not. I did a target retirement fund for both the 401k and the Roth. Since I'm not a big expert on what that should look like, I'm like, let me just get a target date fund and it'll have a good mix.
Yeah. I mean, look, you cannot be 100% in stocks. I mean, yes, the stock market is up about, let's just call it about 15% this year, but you don't have 100% of your money in stocks, thank God, because that way you're going to shield yourself from some of the downside. I think that that's perfectly reasonable to have that kind of allocation where you have some money in stocks, some money in bonds. And if you say, I don't really know what I'm doing or I don't want to have to deal with it, target date is fine. Where is the 401k held? What big organization?
Well, Principal is managing it, but it's called a BlackRock LifePath Index 2040. Yep.
That's cheap. I think that you should keep doing what you're doing. I love how much you're saving. You don't need to make 9% or 8%. You're going to make some years it's going to be like 12%, and some years it's going to be like 4%. And 1 year you're going to have a loser in there and you're going to be like, oh my God, this is horrible. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep maxing out that with you're over 50, keep maxing out the 401k, keep maxing out the Roth IRA. Keep putting money in savings. Get that HSA up. don't even think that there is, like, there's nothing more magical than you can do than help yourself by saving consistently into these plans. So I don't think that there is any issue, especially, by the way, you've got a very low cost of overhead. Now, I know what you're going to ask me because you wrote this in the email, so I'm just going to stop you right there. There's no need for you to buy a house.
Okay.
Absolutely no need for you to buy a house. First of all, at this point, you know, the rents are probably going to be cheaper than any home that you could buy in carrying your home. But more importantly, I think that the use of your money in the way that you've been saving in these retirement accounts, in HSAs, it is just much more valuable to have that money working in that way. Life can change. If something came up, if you said to me, you know, I got to move to Birmingham, you're going to be awfully happy you don't own a house. Or if you say, you know, I want to be closer to my sister, you don't have the house. You know, for some reason, like a house drops in your lap and you think it's reasonable, get back in touch with us. But for now, I love what you're doing and I think it's perfect. You don't ever have to feel like when you're listening to this, for other people who are listening to this, you are doing what you need to do for you. Whether someone else calls in and has $4 million or $4, it doesn't matter. This is what you are doing. You are on track, Sophia. I think this is, you've done a very good job of kind of cranking up the savings and keep rolling forward. Mark, do you have other things to add to this? Because I think Sophia is kind of rocking it right now, right?
Yeah, I ran the numbers before on my calculator while you guys were talking. If you keep doing what you're doing and you plan on retiring at 67, that 401k is going to be worth well over $1 million if you keep doing what you're doing.
Mark, you got to keep yourself in on this podcast because I think people need to hear that. Listen to Mark. You're going to have $1 million saved. You're going to be on track. You're going to have Social Security. You're going to have pension. Again, if something changes between now and then, get in touch with us. But for now, I would like to waive the Jill Schlesinger and Mark Talercio fairy godmother and godfather wand and say, go forth and keep doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you both for your magical advice today. Making me feel a lot better.
Great. Good job. I think this is good. You know, you're listening out there. You may not have a ton of money, but you can see that the steps you take, even if you're in your 40s, in your 50s, this will get you on track to where you want to go. Do you need help with where you want to go? Do you need help staying the course? Let us know. Go to our website, jillonmoney.com. Click the contact button. Tell us what's going on. Tell us if you can come on the air. And maybe we can wave some fairy dust over you. It would be our pleasure to do so. Please try to lift someone up today. Grit, growth, grace. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.